Good morning, Egg Expert. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. I was just calling because I am very new to the world of guinea pigs, and I was going to book in just a general wellness check for some time over the next few weeks, just to get them looked over and make sure they're healthy and whatnot. Except this morning I came out and there was a surprise little baby in the cage.
Oh my goodness.
I am thinking that I, probably need to be doing it a bit sooner rather than later because I'm still actually not too sure who the mummy is. But I just want to check that they all are girls, I thought, and just, get, the baby, especially, and the mum checked over, and probably just the other, the general wellness check, to just make sure everything is all good.
Yeah, all good. Now, and you woke up this morning and found the baby, so they're fresh, is that right?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Can I pop you on hold for one moment? And I just want to have a chat to my vet to see when would be a good time for you to come in, because I just, how fresh they are, don't know, with disrupting them and that. I'll just be
Of course. No, that's all good.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us.
Thank you so much for holding. What I can do for you, so you can bring them all in and we can sex them for you. The babies, we won't be able to sex them until they're about a week old, but we can at least do the adults and then we can find out who's who in the zoo, because mum can get pregnant again, even though she's got the babies.
I was just going to say sorry, because I've only had the guineas for 5 weeks, so I think one of them has come in pregnant, because is it right there, is it at like a 2 month gestation period?
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess I'm not being given a boy instead of a girl. So yeah, I'm not too worried about that part. I was more worried about the baby, just for planning, because I thought if he is a boy, obviously I'll have to plan ahead for what will happen with him for future. But yeah, so I think one of them has come in pregnant. Given birth. I think I know which one it is, but I didn't want to sort of freak her out and pick her up and stuff yet, just to see if she's got teats or anything. But for now, they all seem fine. Everyone is eating well, energetic, happy.
Good.
So I think, little baby looks healthy. So maybe if you can't sex till they're at least a week old, maybe if we book it in for next week.
It's just as long as you are certain that the adults are definitely all female, because the mum will be able to get pregnant anytime.
Yeah, I read that. Because I'm new to them, I'm not 100% sure, but I did look and I think they are girls going by what the diagram say they should look like. But
it's mainly that the boys have got their nuts, so.
So hopefully that part is all in order. But maybe then I'll book it in for sometime next week to bring them all in, and that way little ones can be sexed. And
we can, if you want, we can do just the sexing, or if you want, we can do the health check and the sexing at the same time. It's entirely up to you.
First of all, how much, just out of curiosity, is it for each of them to do the full health and sexing?
Well, when you bring them in all together, you do get a discount. So how many were you wanting to bring in? And that'll make it easier for me to give you an estimate.
I'll probably just do all of them just to make sure, I guess, that they're all healthy, everything is good otherwise. I've got no reason to think they're not, but I guess because they're all new, maybe it's good to get them checked over. So, yeah, if you just let me know for all five and baby six, yeah, how much we would be looking at.
Can I just pop you on a brief hold again?
Yeah, all good. No worries.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations.
Hey, thank you so much for holding. So it'll be $360.
Okay.
For all of
360
them.
Total? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the babies are just so small. They wouldn't really be, they're not exactly going to take up the whole 40 minutes. We'll be able to
Put
the ones out very quickly. Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that is all good. Yeah, if that's all right, then I'll book in all six for next week.
What day next week is good for you?
Let's have a look at my work. If you've got anything on Monday, I am free anytime that day.
Okay, well, I've got from 9 a.m. onwards.
I guess if we just do 9 a.m.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah,
early in the morning.
Now, you were saying you were new to guinea pigs. We haven't seen you with any other pets before, have we?
No, I've not been there before. I did book in originally I started with three, and I did have them booked in for a couple of weeks ago for a health check, and then I had to take my daughter to hospital and I turned up cancelling it. But then I got the other two little ones as well. So I thought, I'll just book it all in, together. So you may have me in the system and three of them in the system, but they've never actually been seen yet.
Yeah, that's all good. What was your surname?
Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Alrighty, so I've got Michelle Gray with Mia, Madeline, and Maisie.
Yes, that's it.
Wonderful. Okie dokie. And then we have babies, but we can make files for the babies when we see them next week. That way we can put names and things like that by then. We can do that.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Alrighty, well, all booked in for 9 a.m. Next Monday. Okay. I'll email you a questionnaire. It's just in regards to like their diet, husbandry, all that kind of stuff. If you can fill that one out for me, and just we won't do it for each individual because they'll all probably be fed the same and everything like that.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for fitting me in.
That's okay. We'll see you next week. See you
all
then.
All right. Thanks. See ya. Okay. Bye.